Welcome to Babbittville Radio, a place where you'll hear great conversations with the world's best and most inspirational runners, triathletes, and cyclists. Endurance lives here. Now, here's your host, USA Triathlon and Ironman Triathlon Hall of Famer, Bob Babbitt.
Welcome to Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt. We are brought to you by the Tough Man Triathlon Series by VeloFix.com, the coolest new company in bike repair. RunCatalina.com, Catalina Island Marathon, the 40th anniversary, coming up on March 11th. Our Challenge Athlete Foundation, we've raised over $80 million to keep challenged athletes in the game of life through sport. Check us out on iTunes, or on Babbittville. Definitely subscribe to our Endurance World newsletter. Our next guest, Mr. Jamie Monroe from Easy Day Sports, a very cool new event coming up on Saturday, January 21st, Torrey Pines Adventure Run. How you doing, Jamie?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Bob.
Oh, hey, first of all, Torrey Pines Adventure Run. So many of us run those trails and run the beach along there and the stairs. And talk a little bit about what you're planning to do.
Well, it's going to be a great event. A lot of people do run the Torrey Pines trails, as you say, but not very many people run the trail that we're going to use.
Cool.
Which is just right off of Black's Beach. It's called Citizens Trail, and it's basically right at the back fence of Torrey Pines South Golf Course, hole number 12.
So is the idea to sort of tie this in with the golf tournament?
Yeah, so January 21st kicks off Golf Week in San Diego for the Farmers Insurance Open, and the Century Club, which is the organization behind the Farmers Insurance Open, has a charitable program called Champions for Youth. And one of those charities that we're working with is called Voice the Men Mentoring. And last year, they held an event, attempted to break the world record for the most surfers on one wave. This year, they're going to do it again, and we're adding a run. And it's going to start at La Jolla Shores. It's going to run to the back fence of Torrey Pines Golf Course and turn around and come back.
So what, about 5 miles or so?
Yeah, it's going to be exactly 5 miles. The course starts on hard-packed sand, runs north under the Scripps Pier. We're timing it right just with the tide, but I think some people's feet might get a little bit wet because you got to go around the point and across some rocky cobbles, and then you head to Black Beach, and then it's a 300-foot stair climb to the top up the bluff to the back fence of Torrey Pines. It's going to be an amazing event.
That is really cool. And so torreyrun.com, is that the website?
Yeah, the website's torreyrun.com, and when we were trying to figure out how to add a run to this, you know, what we thought was, how do we create something that's, you know, not your typical run, that if you were going to go for a beach run, it's something that you'd want to do or try to do if someone showed you the route. And this route, more than anything, really sort of personifies beach running in San Diego. You get a little bit of, seeing the waves in La Jolla, but then you also get the spectacular views where the hang gliders are coming off on the backside of the golf course, and it's just going to be amazing.
So will it be a little scramble as well? Because you're, like you said, you're going to be going over, when you run under Scripps Pier, you're going to be going around the point, you're going to be scrambling over some rocks a little bit, right?
Yeah, there's definitely some scrambling. So one of the unique things that we're doing is we're going to have an elite division, and we're going to limit it to 20 men and 20 women, and they'll have their own start at the front end of the race. And then for everybody else, we're going to do a time trial start. So we're going to let people go one person at a time every 3 seconds for about 25 minutes.
Oh, nice.
And we're going to limit it to 500 folks, and it's going to be a very exclusive thing. And we'll basically have a long, thin line of runners on the beach heading to Torrey Pines and back. And while that's going on, or about the time those runners are coming back, there'll be about 150 surfers in the water trying to all ride the same wave at the exact same time. So it's going to be a spectacle, and it's going to be something that, you know, mid-January, you got nothing to do, come down to La Jolla Shores and check it out.
So will this be a first thing in the morning type of deal?
Yeah, the start time is going to be 8 a.m.
Okay.
So start time is 8 a.m., and then the world record attempt, you know, depending on the waves, is going to be around 9:30. So as runners are finishing the route, they'll be able to hang out. We're getting free breakfast donated, and there's going to be bands playing. It's going to be just kind of a fun Saturday morning party in the park with some running and surfing and breakfast.
What a cool way to kick off Farmers Insurance Week. That sounds pretty fun.
we're really excited about it, and we've been working on this project at Easy Day Sports for the last few years, trying to do something to tie in with the golf course, as the Farmers Insurance Open is one of the bigger events, sporting events that the city of San Diego holds annually, and it just seemed like the right thing to do to try to tie in an endurance run component that represents San Diego.
Cool. And how much, you said you're running up those stairs, correct?
Yeah, so it's about 300 feet. I actually went out and ran it this evening just to see what it was like. I've run it a couple times, but every time it's more aerobically challenging than I remember from the time before. There's sections of steps where it's more like you're hiking up the stairs than running because they're so steep. But I think that just makes it all the more, adventurous, more fun. I mean, we're not calling it it's not a 5K, a road 5K. It's definitely an adventure run. And when you're finished, you're going to feel like you accomplished something.
What, does it finish where you start?
Yeah, it's out and back in the same location. So starts and finishes at La Jolla Shores.
So then when you get to the top of the stairs, do you end up running back down the stairs?
Yeah, so
wow.
Correct. So it's going to, there's a little bit of loop at the top so that we're not, necessarily running into each other.
Right.
But, by doing the time trial start and spreading people out, there'll be enough room for runners to pass going forward and, up and down. And one of the rules of the race is going to be that the downhill runners need to yield to the uphill runners. And, I think it's all going to work out. I ran it tonight, and there was, numerous just hikers going up and down the trail, and everyone seems to get along. So
yeah, those stairs are pretty wide. You can get by, especially if you're sending people off one at a time.
Yeah, exactly.
Love that. So Black's Beach, Citizens Trail. You run to the back fence of the glider port, by the glider port back fence of the golf course, and then back down. And then the surfers will go off about 9 o'clock. So really, a lot of folks will, if they start at 8, they'll get back as those guys are heading out to go surf.
Yeah, it'll be really cool, because normally you finish a run and then you're like, well, what do I do? And now you're going to sit on the park and eat pancakes and watch, 150 surfers all try to ride one wave at the exact same time. So I think it's just a very unique event and a great way to spend a San Diego morning.
Love it. So One Wave Challenge is happening. Torrey Pines Adventure Run, torreyrun.com, TORREY run.com. Jamie Monroe from Easy Day Sports. Sounds like another classic event. Saturday, January 21st, 2017. Again, TorreyRun.com. Hey, Jamie, thanks so much on short notice for coming out and chatting about this. I love this.
Yeah, thank you, Bob, as always.
A pleasure. Jamie Monroe has been our guest, and we are brought to you by Tough Man Triathlon Series, VeloFix.com, RunCatalina.com, the 40th anniversary of the Catalina Island Marathon coming up on Saturday, March 11th. Challenged Athletes Foundation. We've raised over $80 million to keep challenged athletes in the game of life through sport. Check us out on iTunes, on Babbittville.com. Subscribe to the Endurance World newsletter. And as always, endurance lives here.